Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf kuf hey. We are 9 lines from the bottom of daf kuf dalid omid beis mi manon. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanasuna batzar v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Ya'ir Yehoshua ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam bas Malka Freda. So we're still on the same topic, the topic of ve'elu she'en lam chelik lo'ilam haba. Specifically, the three malachim. So the Mishnah mentioned three kings that have no chelik in Olam Haba: Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Says the Gemara, Mi Manon, who came up with this idea that these three kings are the kings that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba? Which means two chedushim. Number one, that they don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. And number two, we saw in the Gemara that there were other kings that perhaps also didn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, but they weren't listed in the Mishnah for some cheshbin, for somebody's covet, or whatever the reason might have been. So, mi manan, who knew that these three kings don't have a chelik in Olam Haba, and that these three kings can be listed in contrast to some other kings that couldn't be listed? It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu Manan. It comes from the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, on that note, picture Oidlum Neisachod, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu wanted to add one other person to the list. Now, the Gemara doesn't say who that person was. It'll be Muchach from the Gemara who it was, but the Gemara itself doesn't mention the person by name. Rashi, however, tells us who it was. Oid Echod, one word, Shloimo. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu wanted to add Shlomo HaMelech to the list of kings that don't have chelik in Olam Haba. And the reason they wanted to is because if you read the psukim that discuss Shlomo HaMelech, there are some psukim that are not for the faint of heart. There are psukim that seem to suggest that Shlomo HaMelech was guilty of Avodah Zarah and of marrying Nashim Nachriyos. Now we know Chazal say, Kolo'im Shlomo Chata Einoi Elotaya. And of course, Shlomo HaMelech goes down as the son of David HaMelech, the one who built the first Beis HaMikdash, the one who was Zoicha to Giluyim, Nevuos, the wisest man to ever live, who the Ramban says is an Akdama to his Pirish ala Torah, that the reason he knew all the Chachmais is because all the Chachmais are in the Torah, Hafeichba, Vafeichba, the Kulaba, and Shlomo HaMelech knew the Torah to such a degree that he was able to extract everything from the Torah. So that's who Shlomo HaMelech was. But if you read the psukim are very much misleading. And said Rav, that Bikshu Oid Limnois Echot, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu, because of those misleading psukim, wanted to include Shlomo HaMelech into the list of kings that don't have chelik Noilam Hab, but must Yukne Shalaviv. So Shlomo HaMelech's father, again, the Gemara is being sensitive. We're not referring to Shlomo by name, and we're not referring to David by name. So Dmust Yukne Shalaviv came, and he went to them. And he started lobbying. They didn't listen to him. They said, David, I hear what you're saying, but no, we're going to include Shlomo HaMelech in this list. So then from Shemayim, they started to intervene. A fire came down from Shemayim, and it licked their benches. Yotza Basko, Vamalam Basko came out and said, Chaziso ish marbe malachtoi lifnei melochim yisyatzov, bal yisyatzov lifnei chashukim. This is a pasuk, by the way, in Mishlei, that Shlomo HaMelech himself is the author of. And the meaning was, Mishayiknim beisei lebeisei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this person who built my house, the Beis HaMikdash, before he built his own house, his own palace. V'lo yoyde, not just that, Elo shebeisei bana b'shev hashana. My house, the Beis HaMikdash, took 7 years to build. U'beisei bana b'shloish esri shana. It took 13 years for him to build his own house. Meaning he acted more bezrizos to build my house than to build his house. Lifnei melochem yisyatzev. A person like that has to stand in front of kings. He needs to be in Olam Haba. Bal yisyatzev lifnei chashukim. He shouldn't be in Gehenim together with Menashe, together with Achram, together with Yerovel. Despite the fact that this baskel came out, still the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu said, we're the ones that are going to decide who's on this list, and Shlomo HaMelech is going to be on this list. Says the Gemara, another baskel came out and said, Yotzes HaBaskel V'omra HaMe'imcha Yishalmeno Ki Mo'asto Ki Ata Sifcha V'loi Oni. And the crux of it is, says the Masha, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu have certain powers. They have the ability to enact halachas. There's a concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. There's a concept when it comes to Gemara loy basamayim. But when it comes to deciding who's a ben olam haba and who's not a ben olam haba, that's something already that's totally in shamayim. Ki atu sifchav lo yoni. That's a decision that I make, said the Baskel. When the Anshe Knesset Gedolah heard that, they were maskim, they deferred, and they said, okay, Shloim HaMelech's not going to be included in this list. And the truth is, you read this Gemara, it's a pella. Because it sounds like the Anshe Knesset Gedolah had paskin that Shloim HaMelech is ain loy chelek lo olam haba. And the question is, how does the shim with the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, daf nun vav amid beis? Now the truth is, if you look at Rashi on that Gemara that says Rashi says one word, Bavidazar. And the Marsha makes the diak. The Marsha says that if you read the Psukim about Shlomo HaMelech, it sounds like Shlomo HaMelech was involved in the chet of Avodah Zarah and also in the chet of marrying Basparo. And of course the Rambam says that Shlomo was Megayer Basparo. But whatever the Psukim mean, it sounds like Shlomo HaMelech was guilty of the chet of Arayas as well. So the Marsha makes the diak. Why did Rashi say only regarding Avodah Zarah and not regarding the chet of Arayas? I am the Marsha, but really you have to know how to reconcile this Gemara with the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Truth is that Yodua, the Shagasari, makes a diak in his Gvura Sari, and Masechta Yuma Daf Chabez Amid Beis. The Gemara says David Chata yet the Gemara says in Yuma that Shaul HaMelech did one Avera, and because of the one Avera that he did, he lost his Malucha. David HaMelech did two Averis, and despite the fact that he did two Averis, he didn't lose his Malucha. What were the two Averis? Says the Gemara, David Bishnayim Maninu, the Urya Udehasasa. The Aver of Urya Hachiti, who of course was Bathsheba's husband, who David HaMelech had killed in battle to be able to be married to Bathsheba, Udehasasa. That's when he counted the Yidden. The Ayin Hara, but says the Gemara, Vayikanami Bathsheba. Why are you telling me that David Melech only did two Averis? What happened to the Aver Bathsheba? So the Gemara says he was punished for the Aver Bathsheba. The point is that David did two Averis that he wasn't punished for, meaning he was able to retain the Malucha. But says the Shagasari, you read this Gemara, it sounds like David Melech is guilty of the Aver Bathsheba, the Aver of Uriah Hachiti. I thought Koloimir David Chate in El Ataya. So does it mean that the Gemaras are arguing? That could be the Teretz here as well. So again, this is all things that are above our pay grade, but it's just a very difficult Gemara to understand, and it's certainly difficult to understand in light of what the Gemara says in the end of Perek B'meh Behema, Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yoinesen, Kala Oimer Shloima Chata, Einoi Elotoya. Says the Gemara, another very difficult Gemara to understand. Darshei Rishumois, Hayu Oimrim, the Darshei Rishumois used to say, Kulon Boyin La'olam Haba. So the Mishnah says, and Gemara after Gemara after Gemara, a real long gebifte dafin that discuss in great detail the three kings that don't have chelek in olam haba: Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Stating that, after all that, says the Gemara, the Darshei Rishumos used to say that kulon, everybody is going to be allowed and welcome into olam haba. So who are the Darshei Rishumos? Rashi says Darshei Psukim, the people that know how to darshan Psukim. The point is, it's probably Alpi Soid, Alpi Kabbalah, but there is an idea of the three kings that don't have a chelek in olam haba. But at the same time, the Darshei Rishumos say kulam boyim lo olam haba. Shenema, how do we know that? The pasuk says Li Gilad, Veli Menashe Ve'Efrayim, Mo'iz Roshi Yehuda Mechaykikim Mo'yav Sir Rachzi Al Edim Ashlech Nali Alai Peleshes Hisroi Oy. Okay, what does this mean? Li Gilad says the Gemara is Achav. That's referring to Achav. Shenafal Beramos Gilad, who was killed in Ramos Gilad. So the pasuk says Li Gilad. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. Achav is Li. He's with me. He's in Olam Haba. Menashe, when the pasuk says Li Menashe Kimash Moy, that's referring to Menashe, the son of Chizkiyo. Ephraim, Mo'iz Roishi, Zeyurov, the Ka'asim Ephraim. It's referring to Rav Kemish David Ephraim. When it says Yehuda Mechaykiki, Zey Achi Toifel, he's one of the four Hidyoitos that the Mishnah says has no Chelik Olam Haba. And why is he called Yehuda? The Ka'asim Yehuda, because he was from Shevet Yehuda. Moyav Sir Rachatzi, Zey Gechatzi, it's referring to Gechatzi. Shaloka Liske Rechitza, another one of the four Hidyoitos that the Mishnah says has no Chelik Olam Haba. And when it says Al Edoim Ashlich Nali Zedoyek Ho Adoimi, Edoim is a play on Adoimi. It's referring to Doyek Ho Adoimi. He too has a chelek in olam haba. Olai pleshes hisroi. Oy. The last words of the pasuk. Amar Malachi Asharas Tofnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ribayne Shaloylam Im Yovei David Shahareges Aplishti Vahorech Esponecho Gas Ma Ata Oisoloi. Meaning the pasuk is suggesting that Achitoyfol and Doyek Ho Adoimi, two of the four hediyotis mentioned in the Mishnah as not having a chelik in Olam Haba, really, they're going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. That's what the Darsha Rishumai said, and they darshaned it based on this pasuk right here. So the pasuk concludes, what would be if David HaMelech, who personally suffered from Achitofel, Achitofel was the key member of Avshalom's revolt against him. He personally suffered from Doyeg HaDoimi, the mice of Noivir HaKoyanim. Doyeg HaDoimi was the one that wanted to disqualify David HaMelech from being able to be Bob Bekal based on the Pasuk. We spoke about this yesterday. So what would be if David HaMelech would come and he would lobby, he would say, Hashem, I'm not masking for these people. What would you do? Hashem said, I would sit them down together and make them be friends. I wouldn't listen to David HaMelech. The bottom line is, they have a chelik in Olam Haba. It says the Gemara, Darshi Rishumai, Sayu Oimrim, Kulam Boim Lechai Olam Haba. And it's a pasuk. And the pasuk mentions the three Melachim Mefurish. You have Yeravam, Achav, and Menasha. And then it mentions Achitofel, Gechazi, and Doyeg HaDoimi. By the way, there's a notable exception. Who's not mentioned? The fourth head yet. Fourth head yet is Bilam. Some say that it's only by Klal Yisrael that there's an idea of Darshei Rishumais Oimrim that Kulam Ban L'chai Olam Haba. But Bilam, who really was from the Umay Sa'ilam, despite the fact it's Mashma from the Gemara that really the Umay Sa'ilam could have a Chelek in Olam Haba. We're going to speak about that soon. But that's true if they merit it. If they lose their Chelek in Olam Haba, they lose it. And there's no idea of Darshei Rishumais Oimrim that even Bilam would have a Chelek in Olam Haba. But the bottom line is, what does this mean? I thought the Elu Sheinam Chelik Leilam Haba. So how do you make sense of this Mishnah? Achav at the end of the day, Menashe, everybody. The Gemara seems to be saying that there's no such thing that a person at the end of the day cannot have a Chelik Leilam Haba. So I'll tell you, years ago I heard a shir from Yisrael Reisman, and he spoke about this, and he related it to a piece from Rav Tzadik HaKoyen and Tzidkes HaTzadik that's way, way, way above my pay grade. But the gist of it is, it's related to the Rambam's Kasha of Bechira and Yediya. It's related to the Arizal's Mahalach. It touches on the concept of Enoid Muvadai. It touches on the idea of Gadol Avera Lishma, or Gadol Mitzvah Lishma. It touches on the idea of Tshuva Me'ahava, Zdoinois Nasa, Schuyois, the Samar Vekoimus. We could talk about it offline. But the bottom line is, for now, Zokta Gemara Vaita. So the Pasuk says, Madua Shoivavaha Omaze Yerushalayim, Meshuva Nitzacha. So we had a lot of Gemaras that spoke about the Churban. We mentioned yesterday, Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, that when he discusses the Divrei Agada and Shasti, you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So he says, Perakan is Zokin, Kamsa Bar Kamsa, and certain Gemaras in Perak Chelik. So these are some of these Gemaras here. Either way, oh my Rav, Shuvah Nitzachas, Yeshivik Knesset Rav Novi, when the Novi, specifically referring to Zechariah. So when Zechariah Novi gave the Yidden Toichacha, and he said, do Tshuva. So the Yidden came back with a really festive Tshuva. They thought they had a great answer. Amar Lehem Novi, the Yisrael Chizr B'Tshuva. And what was his point? He says, look at all your Zaydis that they sinned. They did Averis. Where are they today? You see that the Averis got them nowhere. Amr Lahem said, they told Zechariah, really? And what about the Nevi'im that didn't do Averis? Where are they today? So what difference does it make if we do Averis or if we don't do Averis? What, the Nevi'im do live forever? Amr Lahem, that even Abiseichem Chazru V'Hoidu, I hear, but even your Zaydis that did Averis, at least they acknowledge the fact that they did the Averis. Shenemer ach dvorei v'chukai asher tzivisi es avodai hanevi'im. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Bo asor b'nei yodav yoshfu lefon. There were 10 people that came and they sat down in front of the Novi Yecheskel. And the backdrop, the context to Shmuel's memra is Yecheskel Perek Chof. So we've spoken a lot about Yecheskel Perek Chof over the years. But Yecheskel Perek Chof begins with a delegation of Yidden coming to Yecheskel. Yecheskel lived right at the time of the Churban. So Yecheskel at the time was in Bavel. The Gemara says that even though Nevuah really wasn't supposed to happen in Chutz Laaretz, but Yecheskel got Nevuah in Chutz Laaretz. So he's living in Bavel and he's a Navi. He's tapped in. He knows what's supposed to happen. He's from the Gdoli Adar, maybe the Gdoli Adar. You have Yirmiyahu, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Daniel, Yecheskel. They're all contemporaries. They all lived at the same time. And this delegation comes and they speak to Yecheskel and they tell Yecheskel, we're hearing reports. It's really bad in Eretz Yisrael. This is our last shot. Please, Davin Tashem, Ulai. Ula Yerachim, maybe he'll have Rachmanis on us, and maybe he'll spear the Beis HaMikdash. Yecheskel turns to Hashem, and Terem Yikrav Yad Et Niena. As soon as Yecheskel turns around, he is overcome by a Nevuah, and Hashem comes to Yecheskel, and he says him some of the Sharvsta Teichacha that you have in all of Nevi'im. Talks about the Avodah Zarah that Yidden did already in Mitzrayim, and then in the Midbar, and then the Avodah Zarah they did after the Beis HaMikdash was built with Yeravam and Achav and Menashe, and Hashem says that this is something really that's been on my mind for 900 years. The time has come already where I can't haltois anymore. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be charif. Either way, Shmuel said that who are these people, this delegation that came to talk to Yecheskel? It was 10 people, a minion of people. So Yecheskel turns to them and he says, Chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. Amalei, they told him, Eved shemachrei rabbi, v'isha shegir shebailo, klum yesh lezeh azeh klum. I don't think we have to do tshuva at this point, they told Yecheskel. And they came with a tshuva nitzachas, the Gemara says. They came with a koyach hatayna. What was the koyach hatayna? They said that, you know, we once upon a time had a relationship with Hashem. We were married. There were some issues. And because of the issues, we had obligations. We had obligations. Hashem, so to speak, did what he did. But there was some sort of relationship. But as far as I understand, Hashem divorced us. If Hashem divorced us, we're both single at this point. We have no obligations towards each other. So if we have no obligations towards each other, why am I doing tshuva? There's no chiv. The bond that was created at Har Sinai at this point no longer exists. And he said, if you want to look at us as avadim, we were never husband and wife. Okay, I'm an Eved Shemachrei Rabbi. I'm an Eved that my master sold me already. What's my Abud? Klum Yesh Lezeh Alzeh Klum Amaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Navi. So when Yecheskel turns to Hashem and he now has the Nevuah, Hashem tells the Navi Yecheskel, Eichem Mar Lehen, go tell them, Ezeh Seifa Christus Imchem Asheshi Lachtiya Oy Mi Mi Noishai Hashem Mecharti Yeschem Loi Heim Babu Neseichem Nemkartem Ubefesheichem Shulcha Imchem. What does the pasuk mean? Is this a for Christos Imchem? You think you were divorced? You never divorced. You were maybe asked to leave. Maybe you're separated. Maybe you're not living together. But do you have a sefer Christos? You have a get in your hand? Is this a for Christos Imchem? Where's the get? You don't have a get. Do you have a shtar mechira? You're still married. You're still Eved Va'odin, and being that you're still Eved Va'odin, at this point, you still have to act as if. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have referred to Nebuchadnezzar as Avdi? Nebuchadnezzar goes down as one of the greatest Rishoyim of all time. So why was he called Nebuchadnezzar Avdi? He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that one day the Yidden are going to come with this Koyach HaTayna, and they're going to say that we don't have an obligation to do Tshuva. They told Yecheskel. Why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold us. We were his Eved, and he sold us. Now, who did he sell us to? Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. And Nebuchadnezzar, Geshmak, is Avdoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Lefichach Hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ukaroi Avdoi, because Eved Shekona Nechasim, Eved Lemi Unechasim Lemi. So, it's true that maybe you were sold, but at the end of the day, Eved Lemi Unechasim Lemi. It's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, Lechem Or Lehem, go tell them, Eze Seifa Christos Simchem. Really? You think you're divorced? If you were divorced, you would have to have a Seifa Christos. And meaning, even though there is this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Yidden out of his house, but at the same time, you don't really have a Seifa Christos. The Gemara says in the Masechtas Pesachim, that Peizai and Amud Beis. The Gemara gives different pshatim, why the first Golas wasn't Golas Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shigron the Beis Iman. Mashal Ma'ad Avadayim, there was a man and a wife, and they got into an argument. And the man told his wife, out of my house. Lehichon Shigron, where did he send her? Sent her back to her mother's house. That's naturally where she's going to go. Where else is she going to go? She's going to go back to her mother's house. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send the Yidden out of his house. So where did he send them? Lebeis Iman. Bavel is based Iman Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok Rashi, Pesachim, Beis Ayin, and Beis. Why is Bavel based Iman Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avram Me'ur Kazdin Hoya. Because that's where Klai Yisrael came from originally. So Beis Iman. Yidden originally, where does it all begin? The first Yid is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu starts in Ur Kasdim, in Bavel. He's taken, Lech Lecha, ends up in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is where he's living now at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to the extent that Klal Yisrael is going to be sent home, and they're going to do what people do, B'noyik Shiva Olam, so they're going to go back to Beis Simon. Where is Beis Simon? That's Bavel. That's where it all began. But that's this muscle, this metaphor that you find, it's related to the idea of why they were Isaac and Shaduchim b'chamisha asibav, because chamisha asibav is related to the Churban, Shaduchim, Ish v'Isha, etc., 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 right? You do it the great. But I'll just tell you one interesting ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, daf pei vav and beis, Om Rabbi Yochanan, g'doy l'tshuva sh'doicha, it's lo yisaseh shebetayra. Tshuva is a gavaldig mitzvah, it's so great that it's doicha lo yisaseh shebetayra. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says that when Hashem sent Yidden into Golos, it was like a man that divorced his wife. Now, if a man divorces his wife, is he allowed to take her back? It depends. If she never got married yet, but if she was married to somebody else, you're machzik rishasai. Yet, when Klai Yisrael does tshuva, Hashem is willing to take the Yidden back. So you see, G'day L'tshuva, the mitzvah saseh of tshuva is doicha the loisa saseh of machzir rishasa. So we always speak out, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim's kasha, every mitzvah saseh is doicha loisa saseh of the Torah. Saseh is doicha loisa saseh, what's from Yoichanan's chiddish? G'day L'tshuva is doicha loisa saseh of the Torah. Say, in kama kaima l'harach, what do you see in this gemara? You see, the Rabbi Yochanan understood. You see, Rabbi Yochanan understood that there really was a gerushin. Because if there was no gerushin with a sefer krisos, like our Gemara said, is a sefer krisos? Really, there's a gerushin? Where's the get krisos? Then the kasha fank nishdan. Then there's no gedoy l'tshuva shadoy chaloy seish abatayra. Because the only time there's a machzeg rishasay is if there's really a sefer krisos. Either way, this is all drush. Zok the Gemara. V'ho'ila aruchachem hayu loy siya asheratem oimrim niyak goyim kibishpachay so arotzayis l'shoris eitz ve'evan chayani no mashem elchim ad chazok v'zoyin etuyo uve Chema shvucha emloi chaleim. Hear this pasuk. Listen to the end of the pasuk. Chayaninu um Hashem alikim. Imloi biyod chazaka uvizroya netuya uvechema shvucha. Chema shvucha means with anger. Emloi chaleichem. I'm going to be king over you. Hashem said you can't run away from me. I will be melech over you, whether you want it, whether you mamlech me or not. Vechema shvucha emloi chaleim. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman used to read this pasuk. He used to say, Kol ki hay rischa lirsech rachmana alam v'lif. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be angry at us, and if he's going to come to us with a chema shvucha, let it be this type of chema shvucha. Ubechema shvucha emloi chaleim. Pasuk says, v'yisru l'mishpat eloi kov yoyren. Pasuk in Yeshaya, perek chofches. Om Rabbi Bar Barchano. Om lem nevel Yisrael. The Navi told Klai Yisrael, chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. Om loy, they told him, ein anu yuchayla. We can't. We can't do tshuva. Why? Yetzahara shaylet banu. Because we have a Yetzahara. And the Yetzahara is very, very strong. It's boyer kayesh. It doesn't allow us to do tshuva. Amar lehem, so he told him, Yasru Yitzrech. What do you mean you have a Yetzahara? Overcome your Yetzahara. Omrulay, so they told him, Eleikov yoyrenu. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the Yetzahara, let him overcome the Yetzahara for us. Interesting exchange. So the Navi tells Klai Yisrael, the Navi Yeshaya, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya Chaf Ches. He tells the Yidden do tshuva, and the Yidden come with anaya patent, a new taina. We can't do tshuva. He says, why not? We have a Yetzahara. I understand you have a Yetzahara. Overcome Yetzahara. He says, why are you telling me to overcome a Yetzahara? It wasn't my idea to be born with a Yetzahara. It was Hashem's idea for me to be born with a Yetzahara. Tell Hashem to tell me to be overcome with my Yetzahara. Now, at first glance, does this taina make any sense? Of course not. It sounds like a chuk of a tlula. This is a desperate taina that Yidden was saying at the time of the Churban. Because hakol bidei shemayim chutzim yir shemayim. A person has bechira. And being that a person has bechira, so of course a person has the ability to overcome his yetzara. It may be difficult, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not but b'tshunyim b'riyosa. And Hashem doesn't give a person an assignment that he's not able to overcome. So a person has a Yetzahara, as difficult as it may seem for him to overcome it, the assumption is he can overcome it. So the taina at first glance seems to have been a silly desperation type taina that the Yidden threw at Yeshaya HaNavi at the time of the Churban to try to somehow make it out alive from the mess that they were in at the time. Stating that, there's a Mefurish Gemara, the Masech Tis Brachis, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, unto Daf Lamed Beis on the Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, Omer HaShmul Barav Yitzchak, V'Omer HaBolaz, Elio Hitiach Dvarm Klapi Maila. Elio, when he was standing on Har HaKarmel, together with the Nevi Abal, when he had the big showdown with Achav, something that we skipped when we went through the story of Achav, so Elio is Matiach Dvarm Klapi Maila. He spoke very sharp to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said as follows, V'ato hasiboiso es liban achiranis. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I don't know what you want from the Yidden. It's true, Achav and his generation, the Nevi'ah, Baal, they're all worshipping Avodah Zarah. They're doing terrible things. But let's be honest, why are they doing these Averis? Because of the Yetzirah. Who gave them the Yetzirah? You did, Hashem. V'ato hasiboiso es liban achiranis. You're the one that gave the Yidden this Yetzirah. And being that you're the one that gave the Yidden this Yetzirah, I'm not sure what you want from them. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Minayin Shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hoydeloi L'Elio. How do you know that Hashem was maskim to the Tain of Elio? Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, Amicha V'Asher HaReyosi. As if to say that I agree on some level that I'm responsible. Loshen Rashi. Ani garamti lohen shebarasi yitzhar. I caused this. It's true. I caused the whole mess with Achav and Revi Yabal. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that created the yitzhar. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Omer Rab Chomer Rab Chanin. L'moli sholish makrei salolo. We're not for the following three psukim. Nismoytetu ragleim sholshlein Yisrael. The Yid, when he stands and gives din v'cheshmen in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would have no chance. He would not have a fighting chance to be able to be Yotza Zaka Eviden. But it's because of three psukim. This is a Gemara tucked away that people don't know. There's three psukim that at the end of the day will save the day. What are those three psukim? Chad, Dichsiv Asher Yosi. This pasuk, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking to Yos Taino, where he says at the end of the day, I gave you the Yetzahara. I mean that I gave you the Yetzahara on some level. I have something to do with these averus. The chadich sev kini kachim bi ada yoitzer kein atem bi yodi beis Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the yidin yekachim bi ada yoitzer. You have full control over us. You give us everything. Meaning, on some level, you're playing a role in the averus that people do. The chadich sev asiroisi es levin levo even mipsarche ben asati lechem lev basar. Well known pasuk in Yecheskel Lamed Vav, where Hashem says, I'm going to give you a lev basar. I'm going to remove the Yetzahara. I'm going to give you a new lev. A yid could have a taina. He says, you told me you were going to take away the levo even and you were going to replace it with a lev basar. If you would have given me my lev basar, I would have never done these averus. So it's true, Hashem. I understand. I have Bechira and I did Averis. But at the end of the day, you're playing such an important role in the Averis that I did. These three psukim are all going to have some koyach. And it's because of these three psukim that we have a chance. To the point that Reb Chama Reb Chanina said, the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara doesn't end there. Rabbi Loza said that the same time that Eliyahu HaNavi came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har HaKarmel with the Nevi'ah Baal, Moshe Rabbeinu said the same thing. He said the same thing after the was Mes'oinenim Rabba Ba'oznei Hashem. They wanted the slav. They weren't happy with the mon. So the pasuk says, Vayispalo Moshe Elo Elokim. Al Tikri El Hashem Elo Al Hashem. Al. As if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know why the Yidden keep on falling? You know why they keep on making mistakes? It's because of the Yetzirah that you gave them. Same taina. In Rabbi Yani Amar Mihocha, in Rabbi Yani Zeshiva, they used to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Hitiach Dvarim Klapi Milo, in the same way that Eliyahu HaNavi was Hitiach Dvarim Klapi Milo, but they learned it from somewhere else, not from the Mesoidinim, but in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Eilu Dvarim HaShadib HaShem. So this is divrei techocha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael, and it says v'di zahav, which we know my v'di zahav. Amid v'rab yanai kach amam Moshe v'nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribayne shaloi lo mishvul kesev v'zahav she'espat olam li Yisrael ad she'amru dai hu garam she'asu as eagle. You want to know why the yidden did the eagle? It's because of all the money you gave them. You put them in this Nisayan. Had you not given them this Nisayan, they would have never done this Avera. Either way, the Gemara continues and the Gemara concludes with a well-known maimer in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Moshel Adam Echad Shayulei Ben. There was a person who had a son. He made him look nice and handsome. He fed him well, he drank him well. And then he gave him a wallet with credit cards. And he dropped him off in front of a Beis Zaynus. What do you expect the person to do? Not to do Averis? What else is this child going to do? This is the way Eliyahu HaNavi spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliyahu, he tiach dvarim klapi milo. Moshe, he tiach dvarim klapi milo. And what's the time? It's the same thing. These are variations of the same taina, which is, I understand we have bechira, I understand we have free will, and we're supposed to overcome a yetzahara. But at the end of the day, Hashem, you gave us the yetzahara, and you made it really difficult for us. What are we supposed to do? You put us in such a difficult position. It's not an easy world to swim through, to navigate. What do you expect people to do? People are going to end up doing averus. So this taina, which at first glance seems silly, it seems like a tiny night of desperation that some good Jewish lawyer came up with at the last minute, trying to fend off Yeshaya HaNavi and all these terrible nevuahs of Chazon Yeshayo. What's supposed to happen at the end of days? Beis Hamikdash is going to be Chariv. Yo, HaNavi had this taina. Moshe Rabbeinu had this taina. This is Gemara's. It's read to you a quarter of an omen in Shas, in Brachas Lamed Aleph, Brachas Lamed Beis. So what's going on over here? So the truth is, if you look at the Marsha, and the Ben Yoyada says the same thing, I'll read it to you from the Ben Yoyada. He says, Weissen, Weissachos, that it really is a taina. It is a taina. It's not a chukka betulula. It really is a taina. But you have to say, nearly, that Kisholish Mikrois Elu lo yatzilu lepoitron b'lo yiklum. These psukim are not going to help to save a person to the degree that a person can do all the errors in the world. You say, listen, Hashem, you gave me my Yetzirah, so I'm scot-free. Elo yoyilu, they will help. Shelo yiskayim maimer hanavua nefesh achaitas itomos. The pasuk says that if a person does an avera, and he realizes what an avera is, he would realize that Hashem is the melech, Hashem gives him life, Hashem gives him everything he has, uheitiv, 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 lanu. And when he does an avera, he's desecrating Hashem, he's violating the commandment. Really, that person, if he would be misplaining for 1 second what he's doing, he shouldn't, He should be dead on arrival. Nefesh ha-chaytas, he tomos. Kidin over al-gzeres melech. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisi imay chesed l'kabli b'tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. Hashem is willing to accept his tshuva. Even Yerovim and Avot, who's the chayti u'machti as a rabbin, who really aim a speaker b'yodhi last tshuva. Even him, Hashem said, chazor boch. V'ani v'atov ben Yishai. I'll let you go back to the Madrega ben Yishai the way it was supposed to be had you not been a chayti u'machti as a rabbin. This midas harachamim, this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisin yad l'kabel poishim, the reason Hashem conducts with us with the Midas HaRachamim is because of this Gemara. Because at the end of the day, there's three psukim that umolein nismoytet to raglei shoshoni Yisrael, and these psukim saved the day. Because on some level, it is true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this position, and being that Hashem is the one that put us in this position, therefore, this kind of is going to stand. Could be, I was thinking, again, above my pay grade, but maybe this is related to the idea that we spoke about before, Darshei Rishumos Hayu Oimrim, that even the three Malachim and the Hidyoitis will have a chelik of Mamapa. Because on some level, it's true, they sinned. But the Maisa, you have this Gemara right here. You have the idea of Asher Harioisi. Hashem says, I'm responsible on some level, even for that various of Yerochav and Avchav and Menashe. Kiri kachomer biyad ha-yoitzer, kein atem biyodi beis Yisrael. And the third pasuk, Vasi Roisi es lev ha-evim mipsarchem, v'nosati lochem lev basar. Zok the Gemara. So we now turn our attention to the next chapter of chapter 11. Parakhelik, and that is the Dalit Hedyotis She'ein Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. So we had the Gimel Malachim that don't have Chelik L'Olam Haba, and now we have the four Hedyotis She'ein Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba. So who are the four Hedyotis? Bilam, Doyeg, Achitoifel, and Gechasi. So we're going to learn a little more Nach over the next couple of days. Zok, Digimara, Bilam. So Bilam doesn't really need much of an introduction. Stating that, tomorrow we'll maybe have a little bit of an introduction to who Bilam was, but for now, Lama Lain and Abyssal Gemar. So Bilam, why was he called Bilam? Beloyah, because he didn't have a nation. He was a man. He didn't have any citizenship. Davar achar, Bilam she Bilam. Rashi says she Bilbel Yisrael batzasa. He confused the Yidden with his ideas. She siyay lebalach. Of course, Bilam at the end of the story, when he tries cursing Klal Yisrael and Ma'ekov Lekabekel, everything he tried doing, the conventional means of taking down the Jews wasn't working. So he realized that the Yidden are different, and that's why he gave all the brachas and everything, Vayisa Mashalach. It was all because he realized that the Jews are very different. I mean, what had worked for him so well over the years, suddenly when it comes to Klal Yisrael, it wasn't working. So what did he end up doing? He got the Yidden to do the Averis. Which Averis? The Bnei Smayav, which eventually ended up with Baal Pa'ar. 24,000 Yidden died. But either way, he was Bilbal Asam. He got the Yidden to be confused. He threw them off their game, and they ended up doing terrible Averis. Ben Ba'ar, so his father's name was Ba'ar. Bilam Ben Ba'ar. But Ben Ba'ar is also a play on words. Sheba Al Be'ir. He was ba on his behemoth. Rashi says, Sheba Al Asayne. Right, we all know that from Rashi and Chumash, that Bilam had a donkey, but he also had a relationship with his donkey, meaning he was ba al asoynoi, and that's this remez in ben ba'ar. Who ba'ar? Who kushan rishosayim? Who lovano aram? Says the Gemara, there are three people that are mentioned in Tanakh, three personalities, they're all the same person. Ba'ar, who's ba'ar, says Rashi, Bilam's father. Kushan Rishasayim, who's mentioned in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, who's a bad guy, who Lavan or Rami. And Lavan, the fact of Lavan, they're all the same person. Ba'ar, why was he called Ba'ar? Sheba al-Be'ir. Kushan Rishasayim, why was he called that? The Avad Shtei Rishriyas B'Yisrael, because he did two very bad things. Achas B'mei Yaakov, we just said he's Lavan or Rami. So B'mei Yaakov, Lavan B'ke Shlaker Es HaKoyl, he was very bad to Yaakov. V'achas B'mei Shvoit HaShoiftim, as is mentioned in the beginning of Sefer Shoiftim. U'mashmoy, what was his real name? His name was Lavan Ha'arami. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Ben Ba'ar, Ksiv Benoy Ba'ar. It says Ben Ba'ar, and then it says that Bilam's son was Ba'ar. So was Bilam the son of Bar, meaning is Bilam's father Bar? Or was Bilam's son Bar? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Aviv Benoy Hu Loi Ben Avias. He was really Bar's son, but at the same time, his father was a Navi, not as big a Navi as he was. So in relation to the level of Navias, Bilam was the father, and Bilam's father was as if he was the son. But either way, so who's Bilam? We're gonna have a whole blot or so of Gemara about Bilam. We introduce who Bar? Who kushan risha sayim, who love an aram. So if you take a look at Rashi, Tana hu ba'ar, aviv shel Bilam. Then when the Gemara says, kushan risha sayim, love and ba'ar are the same person, we're talking about Bilam's father. Bilam is ben ba'ar. So ba'ar, Bilam's father, and kushan risha sayim, and love and are the same person.
put in different words, Lavan was Bilam's father. So if you want to know who Bilam's father was, he was Lavan HaArami. That's who he was. So Lavan HaArami, who is Rivka's brother and the Shvatim's uncle, he is also Bilam's father. So in the Malay Arayim, on this Gemara right here in the back, he brings from the Shlach Kodesh, that the Shlach Kodesh said that there's a Toy Sefer in Rashi. That whoever wrote this, Rashi made a mistake. Because it's not Bilam's father who was Kushan Rishasayin and Lavan Arami. It was Bilam himself who was Kushan Rishasayin and Lavan Arami. It's a Toys, as I the Shlach Kodesh Gezalk, and I saw others say it as well. So the bottom line is, that's the Shaila. Is it Bilam's father who's also Kushan Rishasayin and Lavan Arami? Or is it Bilam himself who's Kushan Rishasayin and Lavan? So Bilam's either Lavan or Bilam's father is Lavan. Truth is, at first glance, a little bit mashma like Rashi, because the Gemara says, why was he called Kushan Rishasayim? To Ovad Shtei Rishuyes B'Yisroel, he did two Averis. Achas B'mei Yaakov, V'achas B'mei Shvayt HaShoyftim. Now, if he's Bilam, should have said a third thing. What do you mean two things? What about all the things that he did when he was in the Midbar? Bilam, he came to curse Klai Yisroel. So why doesn't it mention that? It's a little bit more mashma that he's his father. It's not Bilam, it's Bilam's father. But either way, another Shiloh that the Mepharshim discussed, the Ben Yoyada, right here, Allah Tarek, were they literally the same person, physically the same person? Or are they not physically the same person? They're just maybe the same neshama. So if you take a look at the Ben Yoyada, it brings from that Rizal, that Avada, they weren't the same person. They just had the same neshama. I'll tell you one interesting maramok. I saw in the Megadim Chadash, in Parashas Balak, he brings from the Sefer Kosnus Ar. The Pasuk says that when Balak comes to Bilam and he commissions him, he hires him, he says, I want you to come and I want you to curse Klal Yisrael. And he tells him, Ki Yodati, I know, Eis Asher Tevoirach Mevoirach, Eis Asher Ta'ar you are. I know that anyone that you bench, his brachas knack, and anyone that you curse, the clawless work out as well. So I want you to come and curse Klal Yisrael. Freikdar Chaim HaKadosh. Then why did he tell him, Eis Asher Tevoirach Mevoirach? He wasn't asking him to bless Klal Yisrael. He was asking him to curse Klal Yisrael. He should have just told him, Ki Yodati, Eis Asher Ta'ar you are. Why was he telling him, Ki Eis Asher Tevoirach Mevoirach? So the Kosnus Ar said a Charifos. He said that the Gemara says that Hu Ba'ar, Hu Kushan Rishasayim, Hu Lavan Arami. Now Rashi says we're talking about Bilam's father, but it's a toast like the Shlach Kodesh said. The Shlach said we're talking about Bilam. That means Bilam is really Lavan. Now we know that when Lavan's family, his daughters, and they all leave Beis Lavan, he gave them a bracha. He turns to them and he tells them, Achisenu atayila alfe revava v'yirish zarech es shar soinov. He gives Rivka a bracha. He says that I want you to be la alfe revava v'yirish zarech es shar soinov. So the MS is, Lavan, how did he have a right now as Bilam to come and be Mekal Klal Yisrael? You're a day late and a dollar short. It's too late. You already benched them. You gave them a festa bracha. You give somebody a bracha. You say, oh, you know, I'm taking the bracha back. I'm replacing it with a klala. So, we don't know how these things work. But maybe it doesn't work. Mechatesin, you could do that. He already gave this tremendous love. It's the same person. Now you're going to come now. You're going to give klolas. So Balak was preempting that. You know what Balak said? Ki odati, I know. That even after you give somebody a bracha, ashatar you are. Still you're able to be mekalim. Either way, ashtikol charifis. Zok the Gemara Vaitar. Bilam, the Mishnah says, is one of the forehead yoy. So Bilam, sounds like only Bilam is not going to have a chelik in olam haba. But it sounds like other non-Jews could have a chelik in olam haba. See, Sanami, who's the Mishra? It's Rabbi Shua. Tanya, we're going to the Bryce. Rabbi Lezer says, Yeshuva Risham L'Sha'ilo, Kol Goyim Shcheche Elikim. Yeshuva Risham L'Sha'ilo, what does that mean? Elu Paish Yisrael. The Paish Yisrael, they're going to go to She'oil. They're not going to go to olam haba. Kol Goyim Shcheche Elikim, Elu it means that non-Jews, they're not going to have Olam Haba. So according to Rabbi Yezer, a goy can't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yeshua, v'chinemar v'chol goyim. It doesn't say v'chol goyim are going to go she'ilo. V'aloy lo'inemar ela kol goyim shcheche elikim. A goy that forgets Hashem will lose his chelik in olam haba, just like a yid could use his chelik in olam haba. Ella said Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshuva Rishon l'sheela maninu kol goyim shchecha elokim. Bottom line, it's machloek is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when it says Yeshuva Rishon l'sheela kol goyim shchecha elokim, it means all of the kechavim don't have a chelik in olam haba. Rabbi Yeshua says no. It says kol goyim shchecha elokim don't have a chelik in olam haba. Meaning a guy could have a chelik in olam haba if he forgets Hashem, he could lose his chelik in olam haba. Just like a yid, just like we have a Mishnah. But really, a guy does have a chelik in olam haba. Either way, machlokes is Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah says Bilam doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. Michlal avat Hashemaya that other umay soilam maybe will have a chelik in olam haba. Masisa mani Rabbi Yeshua he v'loy Rabbi Eliezer. It's interesting because everybody quotes the Rambam Shita, right? Everyone knows the Rambam. We quote it all the time. But the Rambam who says Pirush Hamishnah is on the Mishnah Berak Chelik and who says in the end of Perek Ches Hulches Malachim Kol Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. If somebody is Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, we're talking about Ben Noach. The Nizor Lasoisam, and he's careful to observe them. Harezim Mechasidei Umay Soilam V'Yesh Loichelik Loilam Abba. And then the Rambam says you have to read the fine print. It's only if he does it because Hashem commanded it. But if he does it for moral and ethical reasons, that doesn't count. But the bottom line is the Rambam Shita is that the Umay Soilam are going to have. And the Rambam in his Pirush and Mishnayos brings a raya. His raya is because the Mishnah says Chutz Mibilam Vayistoist. Weistoys that other umay soilam will have a chelik in olam haba. It's not the Rambam shita; it's Rabbi Yeshua shita, and it's really machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. And by the way, whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Lezer Yeshua and Rabbi Shas, we know that Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Lezer Shamuti, Rabbi Yeshua represented shita's Beis Hillel. Rabbi Lezer was from Beis Shammai's camp; he was shita's Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai welcomed Beis Hillel in a mishnah. Tais in the beginning of Rabbi Lezer the Milo. But the bottom line is, so it's pasha; it's not such a chiddush. This Rambam, although everyone knows it from the Rambam, you really have to get into the depths of Perek Chelik to realize that it's a Mefurash Gemara, it's a Machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Rambam Vashteitzach paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, the same way he always paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. Zokti Gemara. So Bilam doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. V'af oisei rosh and nasan seven ba'atzmai. Bilam himself knew that he wasn't going to have a chelik in olam haba. Or not that he knew he wasn't going to have a chelik in olam haba, but he made a sign. He wanted to know if he was going to have a chelik in olam haba. So this is what he said. Bilam said, Thomas. Nafshi Mois Yesharim Utihia Charisi Kamayo. What was he saying? Amar Tomos Nafshi Mois Yesharim. In Tomos Nafshi Mois Yesharim. If I'm going to die a natural death, Teh Charisi Kamayo. Then that means I'm going to be Kamayo. I'm going to have the same Achris like the Yidden. And just like the Yidden call Yisrael Yeshalom Chelik Loilam Haba, I'm going to have a Chelik Loilam Haba as well. Ve'imlav. But if not, meaning if I'm not going to die a natural death, if you psuk him later, if I'm not going to die a natural death, then I'm going to go la'ami, I'm going to go with most umay sa'ilam that don't have a chelik in olam haba. So Bilam made a sign for himself. If I die a natural death, it means I'm going to have a chelik in olam haba. If I die unnaturally, not. Now how did Bilam die? He was killed. He died unnaturally. So being that Bilam died unnaturally, so that was already a simin. We know for sure that Bilam doesn't have a chelik in olam haba. Vayelchu ziknei mayav. The Zikne Midyan. So right at the beginning of Parashat is Balak. Balak realizes he's in trouble. The Yidden just took down Sichai Melech HaMoiri, Oig Melech HaBashan. These were superpowers. So if the Yidden were able to defeat them, Moav knows he doesn't stand a chance. So he goes to Midyan, neighboring country, and he tells them that, you know, we're in trouble. The Yidden are plowing through. They're en route to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to take us down. Let's do something together. And the thing they decide to do, their strategy is to commission Bilam, have him curse the Yidden. They realize fighting them with armor isn't going to work, but maybe with the koyach hadibur of Bilam, they'll be able to take them down. So the pasuk says, "Vayelchu ziknei moyav, the ziknei midyan." Tana midyan umayv loyhayolam shalom yoyolam. Midyan and moyav, they didn't get along. These were arch enemies. Yet they came together now to fight a common enemy, and that was the Yidden. Mashal Shnei Klavish Hayav Eder. There were two dogs that they were together in a Eder. They used to watch a flock of sheep. They didn't like each other. They used to fight with each other. And one day a wolf came and he wanted to take down one of the dogs. Amar Echad. So the one dog said to himself, "Ameini Yisrael, even though I don't like this guy, and it actually wouldn't be so bad if he was taken down. But the problem is, if I don't help him, today's going to kill him." So the dog was doing some back of the envelope arithmetic. He realized that I'm next. So they went together, and they killed the wolf. But people say, a weasel and a cat, they made a feast. Because they took someone down. Meaning, even though usually the thought is that the weasel and the cat don't get along, but sometimes thy enemy's enemy
is thy ally, right? Sometimes you have to come together with somebody else to take down a common enemy. That was the Moav and Midian came together to take down the Din. And the pasuk says, "Vayeshvu sori Moav in Bilam." So they come to Bilam and they tell Bilam, "We want you to go curse the Din." So what does Bilam say? "I can't do this. I don't operate in a vacuum. I don't operate on my own. I have to ask Hashem first. Come back to me tomorrow morning." Right? Chazal say that Bilam only got his nevuah by Laila, as a contrast to the Nevi'e Yisrael. They only got nevuah by Yoim, whereas Bilam only got his nevuah by Laila. He says, "Tonight, when I have a dream, Hashem's going to come to me, and why don't you come back tomorrow?" So the puzzle is, the next day, the Sori Moav came. So the Gemara makes an obvious diak. Initially, Vayelchu Ziknei Moav Ziknei Midyan. And then the next day, who comes back? Only the Sori Moav. Frank the Gemara v'Sori Midyan leheichan azol. Where did the chevra from Midyan go? Sok the Gemara kibin amalulinu paya laila v'ashi v'isi eschem davar. When Bilam said, "I need to sleep on it," meaning I need to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amru, they said, "Klum yeshav shesoynes benai." They knew this wasn't going to have a good ending, so they were smart. They said, "Aha, Bilam's going to ask Hashem, should I destroy your children?" So of course Hashem's not going to allow them to do it. So they checked out, they got the hint, they said, "You know something, there's no reason." At this point, I know how this is going to play out. Amru Rav Nachman, chutzpah afilu klap ishmaya mahan. Amazing Gemara. The Gemara says that chutzpah works, and it even works klapi shamay. Mikorik sibli selichimam, ulubasayv ksiv kum lech itam. You see from the Gemara's source what the Gemara means when it says chutzpah. Bilam asks Hashem, "Should I go?" What does Hashem say? "Don't go." What did Bilam do? He asked Hashem again. And then finally, what did Hashem say? "You know what? Go." You see from here that persistent prevails. It works. That if a person has chutzpah and he asks again and again and again, eventually you can wear anybody down and you can end up getting what it is you want. Even Kaviyochel Hashem, who didn't want Bilam to go, but when Bilam asked him again, he was persistent and ended up paying off for Bilam. I mean, it didn't pay off for Bilam. Hashem said, "You know, Bilam wants it so badly. It's fine, I'll mislead him." But Al Kapanim, Rav Nachman said that a lesson that we can learn from the story of Bilam is that persistence works. Rav Sheshes said, "Chutzpah malchusa b'lo itaga." A person has chutzpah, he's like a king without a crown. He's like a king, he's a melech. He has real, real power because chutzpah really works. Tichsiv anoichi hayoim rachu mashuach melech v'anoshim ha'ele b'nei tzriya koshim imen. Amrav Yoichanon, Bilam chig barag l'achasai. Bilam was lame in one foot. Shenema v'yelach shefi. Shimshoin b'shtei ra. Shimshon Hagibar was lame in both of his feet. That's where the brachas of Don. Shimshon came from Don, and this is a pasuk that's referring Beruach Hakodesh to Shimshon. Bilam Suma Ba'achas Me'en. He was blind in one eye. One eye. Additionally, the kishuf that Bilam used to do, he used to do Ba'amasai with his zachros, with his. It says Neufel Ugluye Nayim Uksiv Hasam Vahama Neufel Alamita. Hama Neufel Alamita, when Esther was lying on the bed and that was Tashmish Amita. So you see there's a connection. Itmar Mazucha Ama Kaisim Amasai. Mazucha said, like the Gemara just said, that had he used to do his Kishov Ba'amasai, my brother Rabino Amashabala Soinoi, that he used to do it with, or he used to be Baal Asoyim. Mando Amar Kaisim Ba Masoy Hoyo. The Mandaman says that he was a Kaisim Ba Masoy, that he used to do his Kishav Ba Masoy Kedamar. The Makar is because it says Noifal Uglue Nayim, and it says Vahama Noifal Alamit. Mandam Baal Asoyim. The Mandaman that says that Bilam used to do Averis with his donkey, Ksif Hach, it says Kora Shachav. Ksif Hassam, it says by Sisra and Yael, Ben Ragler, Kora, Nafa Shachav, and the context over there, of course, is Tashmish. So either way, Bilam did something that was repulsive. Either he did Kishuv Ba'amasai, or he was Ba'al Asoinai. We had the Gemara's in Arba Mises, where the Gemara said that the Baal Oiv, when a person used to do Oiv, Oiv was, according to some of the brises over there, also done by Masai. So apparently this was a theme, that's the way Kishuv was done. But either way, according to one man, the Omer, that's the way Bilam used to do his thing. So the pasuk says, V'yodeya das elyoin. Bilam was yodeya das elyoin. Freik the Gemara. Hashta das behemtoi loy haviyoda. Das elyoin haviyoda. In this fragmented shaklevetaria that Bilam is having with his donkey, it's obvious he doesn't know what his donkey is thinking. He knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking. My das behemtoi, what does that mean? The Omri Lei. The Gemara says that when Bilam shows up, so he arrives. Bolak, Melech Moav, sends a delegation that commissioning Bilam. So Bilam is going to arrive, he's going to show up, he's going to do his thing. So you would think he would come in a big Escalade, he's going to come with an entourage on Bilam's motorcade. He shows up with a donkey, says the Gemara, they told him, "My time of rechafta susya, you should be riding some thoroughbred. What are you riding a donkey for?" Amalu, he told him, "Shadoili birituva." He says, you know, they weren't available today, but you know, of course that's what I usually drive. As he says that, his donkey pipes up. He's like, Bilam, pump your brakes. I'm going to tell them the truth. You drive me every day. So he told him, yeah, it's true, but Latina Baalma, I use it when I have to schlep bags and things. That's what I do. He says, Asher Rechafto Alai, not for bags. I'm not the cargo. You drive me. He said, Akrei Baalma, every now and again. He said, Me'oitcho ad hayoy maseh, every single day. And not only that, Eloshani oisolcho maisi ishus balayla. We have an intimate relationship as well. Ksiv hoch, it says, Ahaskein hiskanti, fiksiv hoson usihi loy, soy kenes. Either way, his donkey outsmarted him. So, yoideya das el yoin, that's the kasha. So says the Gemara, Elamav, yoideya das el yoin, she yoideya lechavin oisa shoshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu goes, but he knew to be mechavin the moment that HaKodesh Baruch Hu gets ink. Diamond, a couple of novelies, that's what the novel meant when he said, Ami zechor na mayotz, bolok melech boi, ume'ono oisa bilam ben ba'or, min ashitim ad ha-gilgul mandas, sitkos Hashem, remember what Hashem did in the times of Bolok, in the times of Bilam. What is this referring to? Why is it so important that we remember it? Says the Gemara, I never got angry in the times of Bilam. Hashem said, because had I gotten angry at those times, no Yid would have been able to survive. Because Bilam knew how to manipulate the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and he could have used it in his favor, cursed the Yidden precisely at that point, and at that point, the Yidden would have had trouble. I know the couple of Bilam the Bolok, Ma'ekov Le'kabei Kel. What do you mean when he said, Ma'ekov Le'kabei Kel? That I have no way of cursing the Yidden. Because my whole koyach is to be mechadin the Shah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Hashem's not getting angry. That's the zechor no mayotz bolok melech moyov u'ma'ono usay be'gilgo ben ba'or leman das sitkes Hashem. And if Hashem's not getting angry, then Bilam is always kaplich macher. Because his whole koyach is to be yodeya das elyon, to know the moment when Hashem gets angry, and to manipulate that. Says the Gemara, Kael zayim b'chayim, Hashem gets angry every day. V'kama zaman. How long does the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu last? Rega, a moment. Shenemar, ki rega be'apoy, chayim b'rtzoynoy. Ibo yaseim, another makar. The pasuk says, Yeshaya perechavav, leich ami, boi b'chadarecha. Yeshaya says, go, ami, my people, hide. Uskoyt lo secha badecha, and close the doors behind you. Chavi kemat rega. Hide for a rega ad yavar zam. Until the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pass. See, you see that? How long is the anger of Hashem? It's a rega. Chavi kemat rega. Hide for a moment. Ad yavar zam. Until the zam. By the way, it's a good lesson in life sometimes. You're dealing with somebody. Chavi kemat rega. Ad yavar zam. Says the Gemara, Emor Rosach. When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry? When does that happen? Betlashoy kamais. It's the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chavra karbalto the tarnagol. When a certain part of the tarnagol that's usually red turns white. Faith the Gemara. Kol shayit v'shad inam. It's always white. Kol shayit v'sh. We're from Brooklyn. Again, we don't know what roosters look like. You know, I mean, we do kaparis, but that's about it. Kol shayit v'shayit is based through Yaku Subki. Every usually has a little bit of red in it. It doesn't even have the little bit of red. Zokti Gemara Maitza. Who made it? There was a man that lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shulman Levi. Who used to upset Rabbi Shulman Levi? He used to anger him. Yoy Mechad Nokatarna Goylo. So one day, Rabbi Shulman Levi said, "I'm going to take down this man. I'm going to be Mechad into that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. How am I going to know the moment? The rooster when the red turns white." And at that moment, I am going to say something. I'm going to take him there. For Osle, it says the Gemara. So he took a tarnagol for Osle Bikari for Oisif. And he said that he was steering at it. So Yeshua ben Levi's locked in. He's steering very intensely at this rooster. Because he's waiting for that second and he's going to take down this min. Omar, kimata hahu shaita elt, kimata hahu shaita nimnin. At that second, when it was about to turn white, Yeshua ben Levi, it's a gedrimmelt. Omar, he got up. He said, "Shema min alavir chara." This wasn't the right thing to do. The Chassid, as the pasuk says, "Gam enosh letzadik loy toiv." It's not good for a tzadik to punish. The Gemara, bottom line is, this is something that you're not supposed to do. Even if it's mean, it means it's bad people, it doesn't matter. This isn't something you're supposed to do. I'll just tell you one ha'ara. That is, the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, another classic Gemara, well-known Gemara. There were Briyoinim, troublemakers, Rashi says, Pritzim, that lived in Rameir's development. They lived in his neighborhood. They were giving Rameir a very hard time. Says the Gemara, so Rameir started davening, so Rameir starts davening that they should die. Amrli Bruya Devisu. So Bruya, Rameir's wife, told Rameir, "My daitech, what gives you a right to daven that somebody else should die?" Oh, the chsiv is it because the pasuk says, "Yutamu chatam min haaretz," but mi ksiv chaytim chatayim ksiv. It doesn't say "Yutamu chaytim," that the chaytim themselves should be killed. It says the averis should be killed. Va'oid shvila say, look at the end of the pasuk, "Urishayim oid enam." It says, let their averis go away, and they won't be Rishoyim anymore. But it doesn't say you let a daven for even a Rasha to die. It says the Gemara, L'boi rachmi lavei de lahadru b'shuva. What you should do, Bruya tells Rameir, daven, that they should do tshuva. And if they do tshuva, they won't be Rishoyim anymore. Zok the Gemara, boi rachmi lavayu, v'hadri b'tshuva, v'kach hab, shtelzich l'shayla. Now what was Rameir's havamina? Rameir didn't know this pasuk. Here there was a diak in Yitamu chaton min ha'aretz Rishoyim, oideinam barchi nafshi az Hashem ha'aluka. So there was a Shiloh. Rameir saw it one way. Bruya, Rameir's famous wife, saw it another way. Okay, Bruya got it right. But it's a Gam Enosh Letzadik Loitayv. What about that pasuk? Didn't he realize that? Shouldn't he have known that? So Vaistoy say to Mefarshim, that tefillah is different. Shua ben Levi wanted to curse the men. To curse the men, that's wrong. That's Gam Enosh Letzadik Loitayv. But to daven, Rameir thought maybe is different. Bruya said it's not the way. But the truth is, we do that all the time. What are you saying? Why is that different than what Rabbi Shua ben Levi did? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi wanted that the min, hahu mina, this was a min, it's the same min that we're davening about. V'chol ha-minu k'rega yevedu. His tefillahs may be different. Either way, zok de gemara, v'tonu mishmei d'ra meir, k'yosh p'shol sh'acham azei rachas, that every morning when the sun rises, v'ha-melochim manichim k'tzrei ha-mal r'shem ha-shach v'nechamo, and the kings of ancient times, they used to worship the sun. Miat, that was the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. So when does Hashem get angry? When does Avodah Zarah? So Bilam gets up in the morning. He doesn't have a driver, doesn't have a chauffeur. He gets into the driver's seat. He revs up the engine. And I foot. Tanim Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Ahava mevateles shura shel gedur. You see that ahava, a love for something, can cause a person sometimes to do something that maybe is really not matim for him. It's eino lefichvoidai. Ahava mekalkeles es hashura. Ahava mevateles shura shel gedula. How do you know that? You see it from Avram and from Bilam. May Avram dechsev vayashkem Avram baboiker. Avram was so excited. He was so ready. He was so ready to go to perform the tzivoy Hashem of the Akedas Yitzchak, that he wakes up early in the morning. Vayashkem Avram baboiker. We learn Zrizim Makdim al Mitzvahs from Avram Avinu. But not just that. Vayachvesh es chamoyer. Avram Avinu was taking his own chamoyer. Avram Avinu was a god of Hashem Berech as Avram Bakoil. Avram Avinu, we had in last week's parsha, all the money that he had. Avram had everything. Avram Kovei. He had it, so much going on. He didn't have somebody that could have driven him. Why did Avram Avinu have to be business a donkey? It's not a car. Cars in your driveway. Yeah, you get in. Press the button. You go in reverse, and the food, a donkey is probably a little bit more complicated to get it to go. So Avram Avinu's busy with his own donkey. Teretz says he had such a hava to do the tzivoy Hashem that a hava mevateles shura shel gedula and sinna mevateles shura. You see that sinna could do the same exact thing, and where do you know that from? Bilam does the same exact thing. Bilam gets up in the morning. He by himself is busy with his asayin. One last gemara. I'm ready. I'm a wrap. A person should always be busy with Torah mitzvahs, even shalay lishma. Because balak brought 42 karbanos. What was he zaycha to? Zach v'yasad menu rus. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Huna. Rus was bitay shel Eglon. Her father was Eglon, who was ben benoy shel Balak, who was Balak's grandson. So Rus wasn't so far removed from the very Balak
that goes and he commissions Bilam to curse the Yidden. It's unbelievable. Says the Gemara, why was he zeichet to that? Because he brought Karmanis to Hashem. Parshas Bilam, he brings Parshas Balak. He brings Karmanis to Hashem. See, it was in the schar of that. Aye, he did it shaloi l'shma. That's the whole point. La'olam yasik adam in teiru v'mitzvah. Afilu shaloi l'shma. So usually, if it was Olam Kimenage Ha'ilich, we'd spend about a week on this Gemara. But today we have to utter the immortal words, Ve'in Kamakon Me'laharich.